Penguin Random House Audio presents The CEO Pay Machine, How It Trashes America and How to Stop It, by Stephen Clifford, read for you by Oliver Wyman. Chapter 1. Heresy. I started to question the standard CEO pay system in 2012 while I was a board member of a large family-owned business. The board accepted that CEO compensation must have three components: salary, short-term bonus, and long-term incentive. No board member asked why this trinity was holy. It would have been like asking why we worked in an office building or had an accounting department. It was how things were done. The board was following a pay structure that expert compensation consultants had established 10 years previously, along with a host of other pay practices, including peer groups, percentile ranking, compensation targets, performance measures, bonus targets, bonus ranges, and equity awards. The consultants argued that this system achieved pay for performance by linking CEO pay to the achievement of measurable goals. By 2012, virtually all large American companies used it to determine CEO pay. I use large company to refer to the Fortune 500 or the nearly identical S&P 500 or representative samples of either. The first ranks companies by revenues, the second by market capitalization. The CEO pay process starts with the compensation comp committee of the board. At this family company, the comp committee established annual performance measures and goals for both the short-term bonus and the long-term incentive and measured the CEO's performance against them. Two-thirds of his bonus was based on financial measures, and one-third